Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you survived not having CW West last night or Stanley Cup Finals. I know Sip was trying to find some things to watch. You sent me some sports topics.
Were you watching sports last night?
He sent me some. He was watching the. You sent me some NBA trade updates. You're all over
we'll
last
be on
night.
That. We'll get on that.
We will get to that.
And you know, I know what you guys are going to do.
What?
What?
You're going to.
We're going to push back.
Go into the Super Saver line.
Yeah, ooh, I don't chit chat.
Did it happen?
Yeah, no, you're going to go. You're going to go. Oh, how about the light show?
Yeah.
Oh, quite a light show last night. And if you're inappropriate, I thought about this. Would it be inappropriate to say, hey, where were you for the light show?
No, I don't think so.
Is that all right?
I think so.
Is that all
I
right?
I think you're in the clear there.
I think you're in the clear there.
Jake's sort of the arbiter of good taste.
I think
could
you're in the clear.
Someone text in with the timeline? I'd like to know a timeline because I took sugar out at 3 a.m. and it was raining pretty good.
Did you see the group chat?
I've been up at 3 a.m.
I've been up since 3.
Look, he's in the chat at 3:35 this morning. We had a text from Bill at 3:35 a.m. in the group chat.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, I was awake. I was wide awake. I haven't been back to bed yet. But it was.
You didn't go back to bed.
No. So it started to.
Get the timestamp on that.
The lightning started around. What time? 10:30, 11?
I went to bed
like
about 10:30. I heard thunder rolling in, and I was asleep after that. So I missed the entire thing.
Oh, you did.
I missed the light show and the actual storm. I heard the thunder coming in, though.
So you, what are you saying at 3 o'clock? Was it
three,
over?
No, it was raining pretty good. Just a very nice,
I can't identify when the light show was. I just got up.
I'd like to know how much rain we got. I'd like to know that. It was
I
a
couldn't
nice,
find the report this morning on that.
It was a nice shower.
Yeah, and there was a light show. I know that. There was a light show. One other thing. The keeper of the cup? The keeper of the cup. You know, you guys are talking about the keeper of the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
The guy who was polishing it and the white hair?
Yeah.
And the goofy look on his face?
He was very happy. He was very happy.
That's his job, and his name is Phil Pritchard.
Oh, okay. Phil Pritchard. Yeah, we got a name.
He's the keeper of the cup. They have it's his job. It'd be a great job.
Be a great job.
Yeah.
I imagine. I mean, it'd be boring, but kind of boring.
I don't know. But you got to go to every Stanley Cup game, so... The cup goes a lot of places, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
Constant polishing.
And by the way,
I could apply for it because I have free time. So I could be...
You'd be good at it.
I'd be available.
You'd be good
at it. I think I'd be kind of fun with... Where's Bush at? He's in Montreal.
No, it'd be fun.
You guys got the cup.
And it's not... I imagine it's... You've probably got to take it around during the year, you know? I
mean, you should, yeah.
You got to...
Showcase it at different games.
The cup should have a keeper. It's fascinating if you think about it. Not every trophy has a keeper. In fact, there might be only one.
That's why it's the best trophy in sports. The best.
You've maintained Greg, that for years.
Craig, if you're listening, let us know.
He's listening.
Do you get a... So if you win it this year, just like Florida won it and like my Vegas team won it last year.
The Golden...
Knights. The Golden Knights.
Do they get to keep a replica of it?
Because don't they have to there's the trophy case in the arena?
So I'm like, all of a sudden, if you've won, like, the Oilers have won, like, whatever number of them, you go there to the trophy case and it's empty because they don't have it anymore.
A replica.
It's a traveling trophy. But is there a replica that you keep at your location?
I have always wondered that, saying, yeah, do you just give the cup back and that's it? You had it for 1 year?
Do you engrave the names on the replica, too? I suppose you had.
I would think you would.
Yeah.
I also think it'd be really cool if you didn't have the trophy. It's like, no. You want the trophy? Be better. Be better. That's how you keep it. Try that one out. I think it'd be awesome if you only kept the trophy for the year that you had, whenever you had it. That would be really cool.
No plaque at all?
No, nothing.
No,
nothing.
No banner?
Nothing.
Just the cup and move on.
If you won the cup, think you'd care? You wouldn't care. No, I won the cup. Was there a trophy here? No, but that doesn't matter. Look
we
at my
had
picture.
The trophy, though.
We had the trophy.
Look at these times we had
with that
sucker.
Look at the pictures right here. We have pictures.
There is a response.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
From Greg?
Greg's band? Okay.
Yeah, there's a small 12-inch one for each player.
Okay, but is there a major one?
The team doesn't get to keep one?
Does the team get to keep one?
I don't know that.
Yeah. Greg, please do some research and let us know.
Yeah, I think he's...
We would ask Ben, but he might not be with us yet.
Snoring.
He's over there.
He's here.
I'm joking, Ben. Ben's here.
Ben is in the building.
We acknowledged Ben. Ben is here.
We have a new handshake, don't we, Ben, that we do.
I love that.
You gave him a bruise in the back.
Yeah, you were very aggressive. You're kind of a football coach aggressive with it. Tone it down a little bit.
Ben's not a football player.
Well, the other thing is, on Idle Chit Chat yesterday, the Braves, you talked about the Braves and where they moved from. And you were correct. They moved
from
Milwaukee. But before Milwaukee, they were in Boston. So I wasn't far off.
You guessed Boston on that one? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would still almost count. We didn't even say it in what order.
Controversy.
We didn't
have
to
say it in what order.
Controversy.
Never once did you say it.
It said where they moved to in 1966 from. So specific on the year.
All right. I'll go back to that.
Yeah. We can.
He's fine.
I'm going to review the tape. Review the tape on that.
How much rain do we get?
I'm seeing a response here. Mark and Eagle, just east of Lincoln, says they got 1.25 inch last
pretty
night.
Good. Wow, that's a nice rain.
And several people saying that the light show is from about 1 to 4 a.m.
There you go.
1 to 4 a.m.
The light show.
I missed the light
Somehow
show.
Somehow you're making it erotic, and I don't know if that's...
I am Joe Erotic.
Incredible show.
I'm not making it erotic. I'm not.
How about the light show? We're going for the light show.
I know that that's what you're going to say in line. Hey, did you see the light show?
Someone's saying that they receive a 2-foot replica of the trophy with all the players and coaches' names engraved.
A 2-foot replica.
Is
that the individual one?
That must be the individual one.
That strikes me as a cheap knockoff.
It really does.
That's all we can do.
That's all you got? Is it plastic?
2 feet?
Is it plastic?
Don't bother.
It's flimsy.
I got a picture. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a picture with the real thing. That'd be better.
And he took the trophy to the ocean, bottom of a pool, to different nightclubs.
Phil Pritchard is that guy you saw that Bill referenced yesterday.
Polishing the trophy with a goofy smile.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil Pritchard, he's been the keeper for years.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that's his only job.
I hope it is.
I hope it is.
I mean, it'd be interesting.
Summer's off.
Yeah. You don't got to, I don't know. You don't have to really update yourself. Like, you know, our friend at Computer Hardware would have to continually update, get changes in the industry. There's no changes in the industry.
Nothing. Nothing.
You just gotta
What are you Googling? Nothing. Places now, to go fishing.
How long does the team have the trophy for? Like, is it when the first game starts, regular season, it goes back to the keeper to watch over it?
Well, these would be questions for Phil Pritchard.
You need to talk to Phil.
I'm going to say right now, we have a chance to get him on. I don't know why we would. I don't think Pritchard is really backed up on interviews.
I would not think so.
I'd love to get to you guys, but
Ben,
I'm booked up.
Ben, just Google Phil Pritchard.
And we need a
phone number.
We need to send him a message on Twitter.
He might have a website.
Yeah, there's a way we can reach him.
Did you guess the age of this guy? I didn't see him.
Mid-60s?
Mid-60s.
Something like that?
I think Bill's right, because Greg referenced gray in his hair, so he's probably over 40. I don't know. I saw him. I would not have guessed 60. I would have probably stayed in the 50s.
Okay. I'm going to guess 62. I'm going 62.
This is idle chit-chat.
We are. How old is Bill?
The keeper of the government. It's important to know.
This is the definition of idle chit-chat.
It's important to guess his age. We have to know.
It's not like we don't have sports to talk about.
We do have sports.
We do have sports.
Sports.
We have some sports.
A lot of sports.
I was texted by Steve Sippel last night regarding a trade. I knew about this, but in the NBA.
Bill may not care about this.
Well, this is quickly. This is idle chit-chat.
Yeah, quickly.
There's four players now from the championship team from Villanova that are on the New York Knicks. Mikal Bridges gets traded from the Nets to the Knicks last night. They have four players from the championship roster they had that are on the Knicks roster. A team that was, you know, close to going to the finals. Or they were in the conference finals
this
year.
Those guys won a championship.
They won a championship together. Jay Wright has to be very proud right now. Very proud to see four players in the same team.
Talk about recruiting. How is your team? Well, I got four players off there. They're starting it in the NBA.
On the same team.
On the same team. Well, that's pretty good.
Jalen Brunson.
Yep. Very
good. Dante DiVincenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hart. And now Bridges. Bill, sometimes, just so you understand, I was texting on our group text, and I sent a couple others to Jake.
I get left out a lot. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. I knew that. That's why it's early break with Sip and Jake. I know.
Address this.
The 2.5
I'm trying to address it.
Address it.
There's some things that you just would not be interested in. And there's some inappropriate things I wouldn't even want you to see. So that's probably better.
That's why we have an individual chat.
Right. Jake can be wildly inappropriate. So I just choose to keep that separate.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, thank you. And the NBA thing was just. I don't know how that came up.
But. It was random. I was not watching sports, and you texted me a sports thing. So I was like, wow, I was proud of you.
Sports.
So, four Nova players now on the Knicks.
That's impressive.
Okay.
That's
interesting. The other news of the day, we'll get to EA Sports in a second.
What do we do with
was we have the audio from Monday. Let's go back to Monday when Texas A&M lost to Tennessee 6-5 in the TWS final in Omaha.
Let's hear some audio.
Jim Schlossnagel was asked the question.
Coach.
There was rumors about... Maybe, hey, with Texas firing David Pierce, which we mentioned yesterday, the 8-year coach, there's rumors that you know Chris Del Conte well, CDC. Would you possibly be interested in that job? Here is the question from Monday with Jim's answer. Here we go.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean... I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Okay, so he was a little pissed on Monday, but guess what? He took the Texas job yesterday.
19
after
hours.
After all that, he leaves.
Steve Sippel taught us something that was incredible. Ben, take note. And I'm not jacking around with this. This is true. Because, you know, I said something to you guys. I go, why would he ask the question when we know you know the answer or you know how it's going to be received?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he asked the question, now there's pure gold.
Right.
And it's by, he now is a hero. He was the, and now he is, because the storyline has been, you went ahead and you berated this reporter.
Yes.
And then 12 hours later, you're on a different job. Yep. The one he asked you about.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of the reporter.
He looks absolutely brilliant.
Richard Zane.
Yeah, Richard Zane, correct. Yep,
Richard Zane.
Have you ever been in that spot before, Steve? Something like that, where all of a sudden, you took some heat from somewhere. Then all of a sudden, the next day, it's like, how'd you like that?
Mm. I can't remember an exact instance, but I'm glad you raised that. It is Richard Zane. He works for Tex Ags, which is, I'd say, the rough equivalent of Husker Online. So, and there are people that are calling for Schlossnagel to apologize for insulting him. I don't know that an apology is needed, but yeah, it was fine to ask the question, obviously, because now you do have pure gold. Schlossnagel, I don't know what to make of him. Like, what?
Well, I have a hard time with one thing to start off with. You know, he left his family. He went from Fort Worth to College Station. That's like going from Omaha to Lincoln. So it's not.
He's being a little dramatic.
Yeah, a little dramatic. Yeah,
calm down, Jim.
I love my family. I can drive there in an hour. But,
he didn't go to Australia.
Really, you're not in Maine.
Right.
It's not. He went from.
He didn't even go to Louisiana.
No. He went to safe state.
Right.
And it's not that far. Just so you know, it's not that far.
Phil in a media setting might be gold. Just so you know, no, it's not that far. Where are they?
You're home on the weekends.
Yeah. You probably want to be gone from your wife. Yeah. Stop playing hero ball here.
Home every weekend, Jim.
It's not. Living in the suburbs of Fort Worth.
The other thing that needs to be addressed is, now, I don't want to... Trev Alberts comes out of this looking like a B-teamer.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
JV stuff. He got hammered by Del Conte. Del Conte came in and robbed him. Just came
talk
in.
Talk about a flex.
Oh, it's a who.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't even
flex.
Know what to call it.
I was like,
oh my God, he hired him probably on the day they played for the championship. he took his rival.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't all of a sudden wake up the next day and go like, I didn't know that job was open. Are you kidding me?
No.
CDC, what's going on up
CDC,
there?
CDC, big flex.
Yeah.
Chris Del Conte.
Boom.
Chris Del Conte.
We talked yesterday, most likely when you fire the man, you have a man.
Yeah. And, see, that's the thing. People don't understand. On Monday, it was probably already done.
Before the game.
Before the game.
He's playing for a title.
It'll
the first
never,
ever in the history of A&M. He's like, I'm going somewhere else after that, no matter
it'll
what.
It'll never be lose. Proven, but there's just no way that there's not some sort of like, at least like, yeah, we'll talk after the game. Yeah, well, it's not. There was no hard no, obviously.
Now, and some people would say, in defense of Trev, how does he keep that from happening? He might not be able to, but at the very least, it's just a bad look. I can imagine Del Conte saying, hey, who is the AD at A&M? Who are we dealing right with? There. Oh, yeah, we're not dealing with anybody.
We have our own network.
Well, they don't anymore.
Don't anymore.
It's
but
closed
they did.
Down. They did.
That was their own network. They had their own network.
Yeah.
It affected a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. A&M's, you know, they have that little brother tag. You know, little brother to UT, and there it is. Yeah. Little brother. I mean, that's what happens to little brother.
You make the title game, and you get robbed from your head coach to go to
the coach
big
is
brother.
Gone.
He's gone to Texas.
Yeah, and it's not good. I mean, message boards are hot. They're mostly hard on Schlossnagel, but there's some Trev's got some heat.
There is a lot of really, really funny stuff. I mean, if you want to dig deep, if you want to laugh,
funny. Just,
I mean, I'm talking about
it's
stuff.
Rough.
It's rough. It's a little bit. It's not PG. And sometimes
no,
it'll make you laugh out loud. You'll LOL because we sent some stuff back and forth to each other last night where I about peed my pants.
It's super funny.
Yeah,
yeah. How about Schloss? I took the job at A&M to never take another job in my life. Okay,
and then he's gone in less than 24 hours from then.
Yeah. So there you go.
Much less.
Yeah. So Texas A&M has had it rough because now I want to defend Jimbo. He was four games over 500. Jimbo got the largest payout in the history of college sports. He got the largest payout in the history of college sports. And I want to just say that he was 19-15 in Texas
over
A&M.
Over 500.
So,
well,
okay.
Great.
What a job, Jimbo. There was a lot of people excited when they hired Jimbo Buzz. Buzz, what's his last name? The basketball coach.
Oh,
look
Williams.
At him.
Oh, Buzz Williams. Buzz Williams,
yeah, Buzz,
right?
Is it Buzz Williams?
Yeah, he used to wear a vest.
He used to be at...
He's won one NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
And now they had that big triumvirate, as Jake would say, Jimbo, Buzz, and Schloss. Jimbo's gone. Buzz has won one NCAA tournament game, and Schloss is gone, too, now. Now, Schloss did well there. He got him to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, to the tournament twice, right? To the CWS?
I think so.
I think that's correct.
He got him there twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's moving on to Texas. Moving to Austin.
And now they're back, obviously, both in the same conference. That is a heated rivalry. And this really added to it. Sometimes baseball doesn't add as much. Oh, this added to it.
Absolutely.
This added to it like beyond belief. Like
it did.
Beyond belief.
Oh, my God. The hatred is incredible. I mean, what Texas
all
did-
the Texas whatever fans slash whatever, they've all got a bunch of Aggie friends. They're texting them all night.
Oh,
just
yeah.
All night long.
All over them.
All over them.
Yeah. I mean, what Texas did was diabolical. Mm. That was diabolical. Mm. I mean, Chris Del Conte, hello.
If you are a coach in a position like Schlossnagel coming up where you have taken a job, but you can't say it out loud, and you're asked the question in postgame.
Happens.
What's the proper response? He's getting torn apart, and we're laughing right now because it's hilarious how he responded. But
here's the proper response, though? The proper response, what you don't do is be so emphatic about it.
Say no comment.
I would counsel the coach, don't be emphatic and don't be obnoxious.
He was both of those.
Just try to hit it down the middle of the fairway on this one.
I've been through a lot. I'm exhausted from this game. Our kids play their tails off.
Texas A&M's coach.
I'm Texas A&M's coach. And when you go, and then also.
And you are at that point.
And at the same time, you wonder, and I would imagine so, that's where the veteran of a Keith Mann would come in before you. Because he wasn't the first person up. You don't talk to the losing manager immediately. It's like you want to grab him as a sports information. Hey, listen. There's gonna be a couple tough questions coming.
Yeah.
Have a plan in your head of what's coming. This is coming. This is gonna come in this press conference. It's gonna be brought up. So have a plan.
Yeah, for sure on this one. I just say don't be obnoxious. He was obnoxious. I mean, that was obnoxious. I don't know that he has to apologize to anybody.
If you're a player on that team, that A&M team, you have to know. Okay, this conversation probably happened while you were playing baseball. Or before.
I would think so, yeah.
To have that quick of a response, this is a team you hate. You hate Texas. A&M, they hate each other. You're going to a bitter rival.
Yeah, they hate each other.
The next day after you lost the championship, those guys want to kill this guy.
I would think. I don't know.
Players would?
I mean, there's a difference.
You kidding me?
I think so, yeah.
When the head coach of Oklahoma leaves to go to USC, that was Stoops was livid. There, people were upset. He's going to USC. It's on the West Coast. It kind of went away fairly quickly.
If he went to Oklahoma State, it'd be another matter.
If he went to Texas. Yeah. If he left Oklahoma to go to Texas, that would be
way
different. So
this take that times five, even though.
This is way bigger.
Yeah, take that times five. I mean, it is bitter. I mean, I've experienced it. I was taken aback by it. It's real. Like, they don't like each other. You experienced it in Utah with Utah and... BYU, BYU, and that is real too.
Yeah,
we don't have that.
No, there's no.
We don't have that here.
We really don't. No. It sucks.
I know.
You really need
It'd
that.
It'd be fun. It'd be incredibly fun.
He mentioned Schlossnagel. Did I say it right?
Yes, Schlossnagel, Jim.
He talked about at A&M. He goes, I think about Texas every day, what they're doing, and that is what you do when you're in those modes like that. When you're at LSU, you knew. You're thinking, what is Alabama doing today? What's Nick Saban doing today? What is the? I mean, you were thinking that in your head.
Chizik said that.
You're in your head. You're going like, what? If you're at Auburn, that'd be the same thing. In Auburn, Alabama.
Right.
If you left
to go to Auburn
to go to Alabama, or Alabama to Auburn, it would be that's one of those classes.
Michigan, Ohio State.
No, you can't do it.
Same deal.
You can't do it.
Gene Chizik said that on a radio, on your favorite radio, or your second favorite radio show, I hope, Childers and Neuheisel. I heard him say that once, that when he was the Auburn coach, every day when he's just brushing his teeth, he'd think about Texas. Or, excuse me, think about Alabama.
You do.
Yeah.
That's what you think about every day.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
So, yeah, this was an this was an incredible story. Incredible.
Jim Schlossnagel, is now the Texas head coach for baseball. One day after saying I love A&M, I came here to be here forever.
Just kidding. So the game gets over. I don't know how national championship games like that, you don't fly out. You don't fly out the day of the game. So that game got over. They got back to their hotel probably not until, honestly, 11:30, 12 o'clock. And they wouldn't have flown out until yesterday sometime, probably mid-morning. It was already done.
It was done.
He's on the plane.
So how do you rationalize it in your head if you're Schlossnagel? I think the rationale is, this happens all the time. I mean, talk to Nick Saban.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of what job. It's like, you might have always been, I've always won the Texas job. The Texas job was offered to me. I took the Texas job.
Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statement said that, Statesman. He said that Schlossnagel's always wanted the UT job. He's always had, when he was at TCU, he had his eyes on Texas.
Always think about it. It doesn't always work out great. And Chris Beard came from Texas Tech back to his dream job. Now, his was off field. I get it. Mm-hmm. There's different places. It didn't work out great for Coach Frost coming back here.
Didn't work out great for Shaka Smart.
Yeah, there's a lot of times when people have this is the one job I've wanted. This is not a slam dunk.
No.
Now,
the money might be a slam dunk.
Your chances are really good because the history is so. Texas has been to 38 College World Series.
It's pretty good.
The history's there, and they have resources beyond.
38 College World Series.
Come on. 38. Think about that.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And
the guy they just fired went to three of them.
Three of eight.
I mean,
three of eight.
Back to how you rationalize it. I'm sure some of it's, well, I'm going to make more money for my family. I imagine he got a sizable raise out of this. I just wonder if Trev Alberts. I wonder if he had a chance to talk him out of it. If there was even, did he even know? Did he know what was going on? Does CDC have to reach out to Trev and say, hey, I'm trying to get your coach, by the way. Is there a professional courtesy? I should know that at my age, but I don't. Yeah.
I think there is. A lot of times there's a no. They just do what they have to do.
Just do what they
have to do. There's a $3 million buyout.
Yeah.
They had to pay $3 million to get him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Texas. I mean,
Yeah, how about that one though?
Nothing.
Well, there's the buyout.
Oh.
Buyout. You're funny. You're funny.
What is it?
What a story. What an incredible story.
James Schlossnagel going to Texas.
They came back. It was 6-5 with someone at the plate.
Now,
6-5.
What goes through your brain? If they come back from that deficit, they win the game and I'm leaving next day.
Can you leave? Can you
congrats, then? I'm going to Texas.
Is it easier to leave then? I did. I won a national title for you guys. What? I mean, come on.
Isn't it harder to? You just won the first ever
title. Is it harder or easier? I don't know.
Vote easier.
Because you won a national.
I vote easier. I think I'd be like, I've done, I came here
what
to do
you want
something.
Me to do?
Now I want to see if I can win one. Here.
Yeah, won the damn title. Yeah. Now, there were some people yesterday saying, now, will Trev come after Will Bolt? I'd say resounding no. I mean, Bolt was part of the Childress staff at Texas A&M. Now, he wasn't part of the staff when it ultimately was fired. He was already here. But he had worked for Childress. He was aligned with Childress. I don't think they would go back to that well. I would not think that's going to happen.
I'm not sure.
You're looking at me crazy.
I don't know exactly what
you did give him a crazy.
This would be
the look he just gave you.
This would be fun.
It was kind of the side eye again. You know,
did he give him a side
what
eye?
What the hell, Jake?
Was it a side eye?
You think they'll come after Bolt?
No, I do not think they'll come after Bolt.
Then why the side eye?
Yeah.
you guys, went very aggressive.
You guys.
It was uncomfortable for me.
It wasn't side eye.
It was very uncomfortable for me. There was a side eye.
I had to take Ben my glasses off.
Sometimes I'm trying to do all the peripherals.
Ben saw from behind.
No, we did not. Ben's upset.
Ben is
you're upset like we have a child and we're fighting.
He's like,
not fighting at all. I don't think like, come like after Will Bolt.
She asked to go to the mall. You said yes. You said no. And you got the side. That's what it looked like. I've made it very clear.
Jeez. I'm just saying I don't think Will Bolt get contact.
It is a very attractive job. They just were runners-up in college baseball.
Oh, it's an attractive job. It's an insane
Trev
job.
Trev Alberts, what can you get to A&M? This is a very important hire. They're coming off of a runner-up in the College World Series. You almost won your first ever title. You can't mess this up.
No. We'll see what he gets.
Where are you going, Trev?
Where there was three assistants going with him, all of his three assistants. Imagine how fast. I mean, it's kind of like we couldn't even get our stuff out of the office. They wouldn't even be able to get it.
Fascinating.
When those guys landed, they drove back to the complex. There's already somebody there like, no. Just stay out. Don't come in here.
And Schlossnagel, I'm sure, handled that very well because he seems like a very good guy to me. No, he doesn't. That was a bad look for him. Bad look at that press conference. Bad. I mean, come on.
Coach, thank you very much.
Write that.
I got that after the Purdue game from a Nebraska staffer when they won down there. With Riley. Yeah, Bill liked this story.
Okay, tell
it. It was the Riley era. Nebraska went down to Purdue and won on the catch by Stanley?
Stanley, 2017.
Yeah, 20-17. No,
that was the year 2017. Oh, the year 2017.
But it wasn't 2017.
It was about 2017.
The year that Mike Riley got fired. Yeah. The last year.
And one of their I was down on the field after the game, walking towards the locker room, and one of his staff members came up to me and said, "Write that!" I'm like, it's just paper, dude.
Nice job. 11 a.m. game.
Was that Stanley caught that ball?
Stanley Morgan won the game. Tanner Lee.
Yeah.
His one drive.
No, he didn't say that. He said, "Write that!"
Woo! Hit. Yeah. Beep.
Yeah. Right that
Beep.
Hit.
Wow.
Yeah. He was aggressive. He got into me. It was aggressive.
Did you respond to him at all?
I kind of laughed because I thought, you just beat Purdue.
Really? Come on. It's Purdue. On, really? Bro. Right that.
About 17 people in the stands.
You should have fired back.
I have to write it. I can yell it. They can all hear me.
So that's that.
There you go.
All right, now what about, do you want to do the EA Sports thing, or will you save that one?
I'm going to save it.
Are you going to sit on that one?
I'm going to sit on that one till 7. About that?
That crazy look you gave Sip freaked me out.
I didn't give him a crazy look.
It was. That side eye.
Are you doing it again?
He does that.
I think he's kind of doing it.
I'm trying to do, you know, it's
like a neck issue, I think.
It might be a neck.
Step your neck.
I got to do some Pilates or something over here, some sort of stretching.
Pilates help your neck?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
Text line, Pilates help your neck?
I don't know if it does.
Can Pilates help his side eye?
I'm sort of stretching. You need it over
one
here.
Of those. What is that thing called? You do the Pilates on. There's a name for it.
I don't know
The machine. Yeah, there's a name for it. We need to get one of those in here.
For you.
I don't know what the device is. What's the device Bill's talking about? What's the machine?
The name of a Pilates machine.
Between your side eye issue and the YouTube issue, you got some... neck problems.
Well, YouTube is fixed today.
You're going to get workers' comp out of this.
I'm going to start applying for it. Yeah, I'm going to put
DP,
it out there.
DP, is there some workers' comp?
Might need to apply for it. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.